I am joined by Dennis Wilson and Michelle Abouassili of the Burlington Community Foundation. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
All right, so we're just going to have a little discussion here about the Community Foundation, what you guys have been up to. But first, I want to highlight something, Dennis, you brought into us that is really cool. I know folks out there can't see this, but I want to highlight this. You just brought in a really interesting salvage find from here in Burlington, if you wouldn't mind describing it for us.
Well, the Heritage Trust has been salvaging the old synagogue on 9th and Division. And Friday we were in there trying to get finished up because they were getting ready to do some asbestos removal. And in the process of that, we ran across this recording of the groundbreaking ceremonies for the synagogue that KBUR did. And I wasn't aware they'd ever even done this, but it's a 33 and a third recording of that groundbreaking ceremonies. It's on two sides, part one and part two, and so I brought that today to present to KBUR for their archives.
That is an incredible gift, and I assure you, with all the historical stuff we have in our lobby, this will probably have some sort of place of honor. But tell us a little bit about what the Community Foundation is getting up to these days, because I imagine with COVID starting to wane a little bit, it's become a lot easier for a lot of people to do many things.
That's for sure. And we're excited to announce that we've had just a great year in 2021. And in fact, started late in the year with a new project called the Century Landmark Society to boost the funds in our impact fund, our Margaret Hanson Impact Fund. And we ended the year in that fund of $429,000, which allows us to grant out more as we're limited to 4.5% for the grant funds and so forth. So,
that is remarkable.
Yep. We're very excited, and that's now our second largest fund in our list of 34 funds.
What would be the largest then?
Well, the largest is individual that has multiple funds and so forth. So, but in any case, in that regard, we're doing some sessions this month to try to twist the arms of maybe some more donors for the Century Landmark Society. And
you really got to get in there and really squeeze
it
for it.
Well, sometimes it takes a little twisting, but so far our hit rate is very good. We've got 4 for 4 so far. So in any case, we're having these sessions throughout the month, and if anyone would be interested, please give Michelle a call, and we'll try to fit you into one of those sessions to present this this idea to you and hopefully convince you to get involved. And
so, Michelle, what would one of those sessions look like for potential donors?
Well, we're going to be having a couple different days and times. We're going on Fridays. It'll be in the, at around noon. And on a few Mondays this month, it'll be at 5 p.m., and those will be at the Drake. So, but just you can give me a call, and I'll get you more information. And it's my number is 319-572-1125, and let me know if you're interested.
So for anyone getting interested in community action, there's the info you need. And I'm sure you're readily available online as well.
Yes, there is also, you can always go to the website that also lists an email address, and you can email me as well.
And what is the website?
Community Foundation, it's cfdmc.org.
All righty, and any other big events coming up in February for community action?
The big thing that we also want to mention is our grant cycle. As Dennis said, the Margaret Hanson Impact Fund helps, which is what the Century Society, where that money goes into. And then that money then that 4.5% from there is given out in grants every year. So that grant time frame is coming up. The grants for this year are due on March 1st. And again, those applications can be downloaded from our website. And the recipients from last year also have grant reports that are due March 1st, and those have to be turned in before they can apply for a new grant as well.
Mm-hmm. So has it been relatively easy or difficult to get donors over the past year, or has it remained more or less the same?
No, we've had a major increase in donations this year. We were up 30% for our total. That was a combination of donations and just fund growth through our investment account and so forth. And we added, what was it, five new funds, I think it was, to our list of 34. So
was that a list of 34 prior, or did it add up to 34?
No, added up to 34 at the end of the year.
34 total funds, that's got to be that's a lot of money. And it's really nice to see all that money go back into the community.
We just surpassed $3 million as of the end of the year, which, again, is we started in 2006. It took 7 years to reach the $1 million mark, and then another 2 or 3 years to get to the second million, and we've just done the third million in just a hair over less than two. So,
and a lot of these grants, can people apply for the entirety of a grant, or is it spread out over multiple projects?
We have a list of, you know, of previous recipients, but and the grants do range from anywhere from $500 to $2,500 for each application.
And that's from each individual grant?
For each grant that we give out, yes.
All right.
Yes.
And
there was probably, what, 15 different grants last year between the Margaret Hanson Fund and then other funds within the Community Foundation.
All right. That's a lot of money. So any other big events going on with Community Foundation?
I want to talk about the one you're working with Ann.
Oh, is there a big event coming up?
We will
up here?
Be doing a seminar coming up in the spring. I think it'll be in May, and we're working out the details on that. But it'll be a large information session with Mankey and Company and a few other
kind of estate planning
tax advisors.
Type.
Yeah.
So people getting together and learning more about community action,
yes,
and what to do with grant money.
No, that is just what the Community Foundation does and how it can and benefit donors.
Right. So if people want to learn more about Community Foundation, what are some things they can do, and is there ways for them to be involved?
We always have ways that you can get involved. And I get, if you're interested, you know, please email me or give me a call. And, you know, based on whatever you're interested in, we'll find a way for you to help out.
And the website is full of information, so there's it's a good resource as well.
So for you folks out there interested in Community Action or the Community Foundation, definitely check out their website. And Dennis, I want to say one more thank you for this incredible salvage find, which I think once we get a frame for this, at least I'm an advocate of getting a frame for this, it will definitely hold a place of honor out in our lobby.
Very good.
So Dennis Wilson and Michelle Abouassili, I want to thank both of you for joining me here today. Thanks again so much, and we hope to have you back here soon.